Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you've ever been at that point in time where you needed to rest, but you didn't know it. You needed to rest, but you didn't know it. Now, everybody else knows you're at that point. But you don't know. You don't know yet you're at that point. If you asked other people, they would go, oh, yes, you need to rest. Oh, but you know, there comes a time when even if you're doing something good, you've got to rest. And so many people that are, you know, being good mothers and good fathers and good employers and good ministers, you know, that you can just pour yourself out. And if you don't take care of yourself, even though it's good what you're doing, it's going to be bad and you're going to end up in a bad place. It makes me think of Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, verse 11 through 13, when he's saying, listen, you know, God will speak to his people. And he says about a particular time of rest. He says, this is the time of a resting place. Let the weary rest. And this is the place of repose. But they wouldn't listen. How many times that happened?
A few.
But they wouldn't listen. I mean, think about it. A lot of times we think, well, why would God interrupt something good? Why would wisdom interrupt something good? And the truth is, it's because you're only human. You know, it makes me think of Evan Roberts in the Welsh Revival. That he was young, in his 20s. God was using him. You know, God was just shaking all the Welsh people, and he just didn't rest. And finally, you know, he just lost it. He started, what was good turning up, you know, kind of being bad. Then finally, he was so weak that a lady came up and said, oh, Robert, Evan, you are tired. You just need a rest. I'll tell you what. I'll build you a little place onto my mansion, and you can come out there and you can rest. Maybe you can edit my magazine or something. And you never heard from Evan again. Should have rested. Wisdom would have told him to rest. And he says, this is the place, this is the resting place. Let the weary rest. This is the place of repose, kicking back. But they wouldn't listen. So, this is what happens. Then, the word of the Lord, which means something very good, very awesome, to them, not to everybody else, but to that person who wouldn't rest, will become, do this, do that. A role for this, a role for that. A little here, a little there. Think about it. The awesome thing, the very word of God that you fell in love with, that you thought, oh my goodness, it just drips with honey, and I so enjoy reading the word of God. And now, the very good word now has become a bad experience for you. Don't panic. Don't think you're wrong. Just think you need rest. You need to repose. And realize this, that there's a lot of people that if they would have just rested for a little while, they wouldn't be in jail for a long while.
Right.
They wouldn't have lost their tempers. They wouldn't have lost their cool. And so, you know, or done something that, you know, you regret, because tornadoes last for 40 seconds, but sometimes it takes 40 years to recover from them. So it just becomes a little here, a little there, a little rule here, rule there, do this, do that. And so that the person who wouldn't rest, will go and fall. They'll fall backwards. There's a progression here. All of a sudden, when it becomes rigorous to you, what was fun and relational and just, you couldn't wait to abide with God and spend time with him, but you're only human. You've done too many things in a short period of time. You need to reboot and get with God and have a time of repose, a time of just shutting down. And they wouldn't listen, so all of a sudden, they go and they fall backwards. Then they become injured. Then they get snared. And then they get captured, like Evan Roberts.
Wow.
First of all, that's why it's always good to be close to the body of Christ. So much of the body is so isolated from itself. Even though they show up once a week for 45 minutes to talk about God and celebrate and do some awesome things, they don't know each other. And it's like, you could be going through this time and somebody needs to look at you and go, you need rest. You need to repose. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a place, a secret place, that we allow ministers to be able to come to be able to rest and to reboot and to be re-encouraged. And the ones who don't, you eventually tell that they get bound, they fall backwards, they get injured, they get snared, and they get captured. I mean, it's just a necessary thing. And it's interesting that quite often you think, well, this is good. This is a good thing. But you're only human. And God is the only one good. So you're going to have to be in tune with God and have a peace inside of you so the goodness of God can come out of your life. It's not you doing good in the context of that. It's God's goodness in you coming out that's empowering you to do good. And so there comes a time, and it probably quite often, what you would think in the natural, this is the worst time ever to take a sabbatical, to take rest. And the truth is, that's probably the best time that you can take it, because normally about that time, there's a lot of ensnarements going on. There's a lot of people that claim ownership of you. There's things that have snared your thought life maybe, or your emotions, and you're on the verge of being captured, you know, and you've got to just stop. You just got to stop and let the world go on. And I tell you what, you know, when you die, it's appointed once to die and then the judgment, the world goes on. The world goes on. And sometimes it's one of the most offensive things, that when you've lost a loved one, somebody close to you, and you're mourning their loss, and you pull out of the graveyard, you're broken, and you look at the road, and it's like, they didn't even stop.
Yeah.
Life just went on. You go to a clerk and they don't even know all your tragedies and everything that just happened. Life just goes on. What happens quite often when you are involved in doing good, that you'll get this complex of thinking, well, that it's actually you doing it. And if you let go of it and you stop, then it'll all fall apart. Well, it's time for you to let go of it, because if you are the one doing it, it needs to fall apart. And whatever the hay, wood, and stubble is, it'll just go away. And then when you come back from your time of your sabbatical, whatever is left, that's God. That's God. And you'll find out you'll have a lot more energy. So I just want to encourage you. If what was once good in your life has become rigorous, you know, and somebody told you, hey, you need to take some time and rest, but you wouldn't listen. Now it's like do and do, rule on rule, little here, little there. And all of a sudden, you may have already been snared already. You may be injured. You're offended. You're easily offended because you're so weak. And you're at the verge of being captured. You need to listen to me. You need to listen to God. You need to listen to Isaiah the prophet. He says, listen, there was a time God was speaking and saying, this is what you need to do. And what happens is, it's almost like Isaiah 58. Everything just gets refreshed. All of a sudden, things get into perspective. You get ministered to. You get refreshed. And now you are a whole person again, and you're able to come back holy, you know, to be able to do what you know that you're called to do in your life and your ministry and in your family. Is a very, very important thing to be able to do, to be able to take some time to spend with God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.